Today's Easter Monday in the octave of Easter, right after the Easter day. And we have in the readings of from the Acts of the Apostles, how Peter and the apostles are preaching boldly in the city of Jerusalem before the enemies of Christ, before their own enemies, boldly the fact of the resurrection and accusing the Jews and the Jewish leaders of murder, which is true, but saying it boldly straight to them, straight to the people, as we read in the words of St. Peter here, "This man delivered up by the set plan of God and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him, but God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death," etc. This was after on the day of Pentecost. We have the Holy Spirit too. We're in confirmation, baptism, confirmation. We have the same Spirit, and we should be proclaiming openly to the world today the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. It is the resurrection that is our hope, that gives a message of heaven that gives certainty to all, is a seal of approval, that stamp on everything that Jesus has taught and did, is the resurrection, because our Lord is still alive. He didn't give us a dead message and something, a nice memory, but a living memory that we still are proclaiming to the world. It's alive and real and true. And with the living teachings and of the church that we have, this cycle of the liturgical year, we can really feel the truth and the living presence of Jesus in the church. And we feel the Easter message and the Easter life. The Easter life in ourselves, with living the liturgical life of the church. And so now we are to take this into the world and preach it boldly as the apostles did. And we have the opportunity to face opposition today as the apostles did. We live in a culture that's not Catholic anymore, in Europe and or the Middle Ages, Catholic culture was all Christian. So to speak of the name of Jesus was not difficult and was not opposed as it is today. You can't even hear the name of Jesus on TV in Hollywood. They blot out the name of Jesus. Nowadays, religion is mentioned in a lot of movies, but they don't mention the name of Jesus. They'll mention God and spiritual things and religious message and even the Christian message, but they won't mention the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Jews. And that was true for many years as I was growing up, that the name of Jesus was not mentioned because you were afraid of that the Jews would be offended. Now we have the Muslims. We're afraid the Muslims are going to be offended. So Jesus' name is pushed back into the background even further. But Jesus is God. He is the truth. And we have to bring him front and center by our own lives, like the apostles did. They put their lives on the line. They walked through the streets of Jerusalem proclaiming the truth of Jesus and boldly said who it was that killed him, and that it is only in the name of Jesus that you will be healed and that you will find salvation, only in the name of Jesus. So we need to do that again today, and it is the Catholic faith. It is those Catholics who have the fullness of the truth that have to do it, and it is we Catholics who have, as well as so many other people who have betrayed our Lord, and who are perhaps afraid, with some changes after Vatican II, the religious have taken their habits off and are a little fearful of proclaiming the fullness of the truth of the Catholic faith, and that needs to change. course, we have many new orders today who are wearing their habit and are walking the streets of the cities and the world, proclaiming again the truth and the beauty of our Catholic faith, the fullness of the truth, and this we need to continue to do, and more boldly, with more and more courage and the help of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to preach the name of Jesus in the streets, and not to be afraid, but to be proud of our Lord, who has done so much for us, who has suffered and died, and who has set the example for us and has given us hope for happiness here and in the next life. So let us take this message of Easter and proclaim it, this Easter joy and proclamation, not just in our churches, but in the public places before the world.